Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Net Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm so excited. My good friend Marlene Johnson is back with us today for the second time in the series. Sorry, not Marlene, Marlena Johnson is back with us for the second time this season with a brand new program. So yay, how much fun can we have today with Marlene and with all of you who are here, Marlena. Sorry, I'm going to keep saying Marlene. That's how I see, but it's Marlena. So for those of you who may not know Marlena, she is a master manifester, just as you are, right? And she's best known for miraculous manifestations. She speaks miracles into existence. And when she waves her 24-karat gold magic money wand and says, 1, 2, 3, manifest it, money and miracles really do begin manifesting. She's the real deal. Self-taught, internationally known, master manifester, abundant life coach, motivational speaker, light worker, intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant angel channeler. Magical Marlena has assisted over 15,000 people worldwide, and she meets them on the level they are at and elevates them at the speed they are ready to experience. The goal is to empower them to easily manifest their heart's desires and thrive, living a life of infinite possibilities. I love that. So today we're talking about it's time to be wealthy. And what does that mean, right? And so we're going to talk to Marlena about that, about raising our wealth esteem, right? So if you have questions, you can raise your hand, star 2 to raise your hand. You can type a question in the chat box or the Q&A box. I know Christine would like to share a testimonial, so we're going to get to that in a little while, Christine. So let me know when you're ready for that. And let's see. And we're going to be doing, you know, a new process as well, taking your questions. And yeah, let's all raise our wealth esteem. So Marlena, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Alara, for inviting me back. And the A is for amazing. Amazing. I'm just like,
that.
Yeah. So, you know, I like the A, okay? A is for abundance, okay?
Yeah.
Amazing
mm-hmm.
abundance. So when you're forgetting the A, I'm going to add it in.
There you go. Thank you.
And yeah, it's for Alara. Alara.
Yeah, how long did it take everybody to, you know, remember my name is now Alara, right? So it's like, took a long time. So even sometimes I forget, what's my name? Yeah, but thank you so much for being here. And we were just talking really quickly before we went live about wealth esteem, about, you know, how can we all raise our vibration to be in that, you know, energy of wealth. And what does wealth even mean? Wealth is not just money, right, Marlene? Marlena?
Yeah.
Amazing, Marlena.
Wealth is just, you know, to me, wealth is abundance in every area of our lives. So
yeah.
Here's just an example. You can be wealthy any area you choose, right? So
mm-hmm.
if you choose to be wealthy with love, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
you can
right.
have a lot of loving people in your house. Or in mm-hmm. your life, or in your family. So that's an abundance of love. And I choose to be wealthy in joy, especially joy. Joy is an energy that is so high. The vibration is up with the universe. Joy and unconditional love are my two favorites. And bliss, I add in bliss. You can have an abundance of junk in your life. You can have an abundance of debt. You can have an abundance of, you know, money or business or items, okay? So look around your life and see what areas you are abundant in that are positive, okay? We want to focus on the positive things, and the negative things will drop away. So when you want your house abundant, you will clean it, right? You will say, I want to get rid of this stuff, and you'll sell it or give it away or throw it out. And your house space opens up. You have more energy. You feel more clean and vibrant, and your energy in your home feels the same. And you invite the universe to bless you with more abundance of whatever they have, right?
Right.
So I really want to focus on, you know, amazing abundance, wealth, your self-esteem. Okay, we all worked on that, right? Loving mm-hmm. yourself, all right? And I heard a guy 5 or 10 minutes before the show, and he's so great, and he says, I would not want you to love me the way you've been loving yourselves.
Right? Right.
And, yeah, and I was like, spot on. I will listen to the rest of you tonight. But mm-hmm. this is the thing. Look at yourself, all right? Do I really honestly love myself, okay, unconditionally? Why not? Where? Where don't I love myself? So that area right there is speaking to you in your life. So if you don't like the way you look because of what we were programmed with, we want to fix that. We want to help you with that. We want you to feel wealthy and beautiful and sexy and handsome. Okay, what's it going to take? It's going to take you taking immediate action. Be determined, okay, to get loved, okay? Get loving yourself. If you want a great relationship with somebody, you're not going to vibrate the right person until you are vibrating that real love. So what we're putting out, we're getting back in. So this is the thing. We want to start with us. And what area in your life do you want to be wealthy in and successful in? Most people want more money. But the thing is, money follows joy, okay? Joy comes from love, okay? So if you don't love yourself or love your life or love your home or love your job or love the people that are in your life, you are having a struggle, okay? Mm-hmm. So with what I do with people is I take them to the next level, okay, that they will allow me to, and then we will clear that need to have that thing in your life, okay? The drama around it and all that stuff, the energy with it, we'll clear that and we'll rewrite that message into your brain. So as we all know, our subconscious mind is running the show. So yes. Something might be there, you know, that has 10 layers and something else is there. It's only got one. So you will say, oh, I'm having trouble with this area. And I'll say, but it's not coming from there. It's coming from this. Because mm-hmm. I have that, and I can get to the root of it. I've had people say, oh, no, you know, I don't want to deal with that right now. I said, but you would like to experience this in your life. So when you're ready, we can have another session then, you see?
Exactly.
And work on that then, when you're ready. Do you really want that in your life, okay? Or would you like to eliminate that thing? Okay, so you got to be determined. You got to be serious, okay, about what you really would love to experience, okay? And I try to work with each person at the level they're at. And it doesn't matter what your background is. It don't matter where you live. It don't matter who you're living with. It don't matter, you know, what country you're in. Okay, you can move. It's going to move with you until we create something better and more beneficial. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're working on right now. Beautiful.
Absolutely. I love it. And so Christine would like to offer a testimonial. And she spoke to you yesterday, so she'd like to offer a testimonial. So, Christine, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you because I know that you may not be able to stay on for the whole call. So I'm going to unmute you now, so give me 1 second. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, we can.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hello, Marlena.
Hi, Christine.
Nice to hear your voice again.
So I understand that you had a call with or a session with Marlena yesterday?
Yes, I did, actually, yes.
And how was
it? Well, I had purchased Molina's MP3s from Well Testing, one and two, and I purchased it around early April, and a few days later, I got a certain amount in my bank account, which I didn't actually know of. So that was quite a surprise to me.
A pleasant surprise, right? A nice surprise, a pleasant surprise.
Oh, yes, it was a very pleasant surprise because I wasn't expecting it at all. And I had only listened to the MP3s for about 2 or 3 days, actually. And so I was really, really surprised. And I had three surprises, actually. So the second one was when I got my paycheck, all of a sudden I saw that I got a raise, which nobody nobody told me about it. And, yeah, so I was shocked.
So, and what was the third thing?
Oh, the third thing was lovely. That was even better than the the first two. I went out over the weekend, and you know, the thing is, I have been single or been alone for the past 20 years, and I wasn't really expecting, you know, to meet anybody again. And I went out on Saturday, and I met this lovely guy. And, yeah, we agreed to see each other again.
Nice.
So that's really, yeah, my life is really changing. And I'm so, so happy about it.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm so glad to hear that. Wow, thank you so much for sharing.
You.
And
thank
Marlena,
you.
Wow, you're a miracle worker, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When we are listening to the MP3s, they are downloading the new messages, okay? And they're clearing out whatever was in the way. And you have idea that it's happening. Like she suddenly said, I received money in my account, you know, and then I got a pay raise, didn't even know was coming. And now I met a beautiful man and we have to eat, okay? So, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Wealth, it doesn't always mean money, you know, it can mean a loving relationship showing up after what she say 20 years.
That's awesome. That's amazing. You know, and
do whatever universe you're going to do for each person.
Oh, beautiful. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Christine. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just want to thank Paulina. I'm really happy she came across my path, as we say, and so I'm really, really happy to have met her, or to have spoken to her anyway, so thank you, Marlena.
You are so welcome. That
thank
I
you
believe
very
that
much.
Was a divine appointment, I call them.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome, thank you so much.
I wish you all the best with your program, and I will continue listening on the webcast now.
Awesome, yeah, all right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Beautiful. And, you know, oops, 1 second. I'm just going to. And that's great, you know, and, you know, that she's had those shifts and those, you know, those new experiences and what else is possible for her, right? As she continues to listen, as she continues to work with, you know, her own self of moving forward, as she continues to have more confidence in herself and starts to see the joy that's available, right?
Yeah, she was only listening for 2 or so days, you know, to a couple of the tracks, and that's what happened to her. And I was just like, wow, you know, amazing. And when I was creating them, okay, I got a knock at my door, like 8 or 9 at night by my one set of neighbors on my side, and they said, hey, would you like a TV? And it was funny because everything lines up perfect timing. Well, I was saying, you know, I would like a, you know, flat screen TV so I can, you know, have it in this room, and I'll put this one over there and I'll get rid of this one and give it away. And the same time a cable guy shows up, okay, like a day later, and he's talking about, okay, we're going to shut off your cable here, and we're going to turn it on there and save you money. I said, oh, can you move that TV? Well, he moved the TV that I wanted to get rid of for me. And then the next night or so, these people knock, would you like a flat screen TV? So they bring it over the next day. It's huge, right? And they put it in, they set it up, hooked it up. I said, this is amazing. So I was just like, wow, you know, but other things are happening where I got sudden money showing up myself. Other people are testifying. Another person actually got a free television too at the same time. I ended up with another car, a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is serious, what's happening. So other people got, one person got $10,000. Okay. Another person got, I think, $1,200. And there was just other people getting new things. One lady got, she went to the grocery store, and her first thing was she had a couple coupons or something to get an item. Well, the guy let her get, like, I think 30 or 40 of the items using just those one or two coupons.
Nice.
And she saved over $100-something at the grocery store. So people are going, like, crazy because they're receiving things. I had another person get their family member to listen with them, and they said, you would not believe they went from, ready for this, an alcoholic person, okay, to a non-drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
Don't
yeah.
ask me what's in this energy, Alara, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clearing, it's healing, it's doing its thing. There's a lot of testimonials here for people to see. And I want to say to them, you know, we have heard other people's testimonies, right? Now it's your turn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you succeed, I succeed. And I feel like we're in this together, you know? So when I get a free TV, I'd like you to get one too.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever else you would like, you know?
Yeah. And I'd like to, you know, like if I get $1,000 suddenly, I'd like the people in the program also getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, that's the way the energy should flow, you know, instead of being jealous or angry that someone else got something, you come in and shift with us because I am in this together with all of you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, including Alara, because, you know, inviting me here, okay, to share this with you at the same time as you are opened up to receiving and giving and loving, you know, the energy
mm-hmm.
is returning back to you, you know, and then with your new program coming up,
right?
Right? That's energy is flowing into that as well.
Absolutely.
Up, you see? So this is what we're all in this together. Nobody's less important than anybody else. I want everybody to understand that you're all loved equally.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with you. What is wrong is in the energy,
mm-hmm.
right? What is wrong is in the messages that we were programmed with, right? So if you have a message where you're not worthy of having love or something like that, it could take you 20 years
mm-hmm.
or 2 days. I would rather have 2 days. Okay.
I agree. I've done the 20 years. I would, you know, I've done all that, the 20 years and Jim,
mm-hmm.
25 years stuff.
Yeah.
Know? So it's like, yeah, now it's time for like quick. But are you ready to handle quick? And that's the thing. So you have to look at your life too. It's like, are you ready for more money or wealth or prosperity or a relationship or, you know, a bigger house or whatever? Are you ready for that? I mean, if somebody were to ask me today, do you want a bigger house? No. I don't want a bigger house. I'm perfectly fine with what I have right now. I would like maybe one extra room, but no, I do not want a big house, right? So it depends on what it is that you want. So abundance and prosperity and wealth looks different to everybody, but are you ready for it?
Right. That is so, so true and so clear. The message is very clear. And people on the call and the replay, are all experiencing something different, you see?
Yeah.
And
it's not about comparing yourself to somebody else. You know, if somebody else has money or somebody doesn't have money or they have more than me or why, or you know, what, it's not about comparison at all. It's about where are you at right now and what's going on with you personally, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Because to me, I believe your finances are personal and they should be personal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And each person has a different goal.
Yeah.
And you know, some are dedicated to their goal and some are stuck where they're like, I don't know why I can't do this. I started, I stop it. I mm-hmm. started, it don't work. Because of I'm not worthy is mm-hmm. one. I'm not good enough. I'm afraid to be seen. Mm-hmm. My mother said, my father said I couldn't do it, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is stuck there. You know,
I said that yesterday, didn't I? On my call, I said that my whole family used to say she can't do anything. She's not capable of doing anything. Don't ask her to do it because she can't do it. You know, all my life I used to hear that, you know, and so, you know, it's so weird that, but it didn't keep me stuck. It didn't keep me
no,
in that space.
You were, you know, of the light, number one, they were not.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are in a family like that, I was too, worse. They don't want the light shining, right? Their entities don't want.
Right.
And you were of the light. You were sent down here with a mission, and those energies knew it. Mm-hmm. So they were used anybody around you, all right? And they still try to do it. We all know the nasty grams we get and the thumbs down, and we just go, you know, you know, that's your problem, not mine. That's your energy. It ain't mine and it's not coming here. So delete.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, Alara, when you truly are determined,
mm-hmm.
that's
yep.
when you just go, I don't care about my past. I care about right here, right now. We don't even worry about our future. We are talking about right now at this moment. A few minutes ago is gone.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And,
yep.
and don't go back there. Don't go back to the story every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring it up in a session, right? Bring it up in a session. This is what I went through. So is that something to do with this? Yes or no? So
mm-hmm.
that's okay. But to me, to keep saying that story over and over, this is me, I've been beat up, you know, that's staying there then.
Yep.
And so you're bringing more people that have the same story like that. You're hanging out with them. You're marinating with them. Your life can't get any better. So think about the people you're hanging with, okay, what their energy is, all right, going to either they're either going to raise up to your vibration or they're going to drag you back down. So they weren't able to drag you down, Alara, as we can see.
Yeah.
So
thank goodness.
Right? And you were working at the same time of clearing your subconscious blocks.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? And you said on the call yesterday, they like, I didn't care what it took.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was determined. The word is determined. If I was holding your head under that water, all right, the first thing you want is a breath of air.
Mm-hmm.
If you're drowning, you want some, you know, let me up so I can get oxygen. So you're determined to breathe. That's how determined you got to be to change your life. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're having a money problem, a money block, okay, how determined are you, seriously, to get out of that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are comfortable in it and they just sit in it and say, well, you know, everybody is broke in my family and, you know.
Yeah. It's what they know.
You know, nothing works for me. So with those blocks like that, that right there is going to take more than one, you know, session, more than one listening to an MP3.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, of course.
More than one coming to a call and some people doing the processes for people on these calls. Energy healers come on and they do a process. The process is meant to raise your vibration, okay, so you can be open up to moving forward and helping that determination get stirred up. It's not for you to get set free. It's not for you to go, oh, I don't need any more help because, you know, that just cleared me forever of everything. It doesn't work that way, you know.
No. It would be nice if it did, but it does not.
Right. I wish it did, too. Sometimes it gets rid of a physical pain or something like that, which is awesome, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you got subconscious blocks, which we all have or had, we need to keep on working diligently, you know? It's like you can't just get up one day and eat your breakfast and never eat again.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So the same thing, you got to continue raising your vibration
and maintaining your energy. Can I just add, man, maintaining your energy, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes, like I was saying to Christine yesterday, like you were in this beautiful energy flow right now. And that's great. And then when we finish the session, that's your set point. So you'll never go lower again after we work on what we do. And I said, but something can happen in your life exterior, you know, where somebody passes away or whatever, and you might have to go through a week of, you know, grief and tears and all that. And that's okay. But you will be able to snap right back into the vibration we just set. So that's what's so good about what I do. Okay. I had to do it for me.
Yeah.
You had to do it for you. Nobody came and took my hand, Alara, and said, hey, this is what you need to do. I'm going to walk you through the rest of your life, and I'm not going to let you down. And if you need money, I'm just going to hand it to you, you know?
I wish. I've asked, and it's like, it hasn't happened like that.
No. That's the good thing about it, because we can do something for ourselves.
Absolutely. And this is why, you know, part of what my mission is to empower you all to do this work on your own for yourself, because you have to. I mean, Marlena and I are not going to be, you know, in your living room when you're going through something, you know, to help you. So you have to have the tools, and you have to be able to use the tools to help yourself as well, right?
Oh, definitely. I wish I could be in everybody's living room physically, but I can't. But I can be there, you know, with the recordings.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yep.
Every
but
day.
Even then, even Marlena, even with the recordings, you have to listen to them.
Oh yeah, I like you know, Alara. I tuned into your calls way back when.
Yeah.
And I bought packages myself.
Yep.
You know, because I wanted to build my self-esteem up, you know, more so, and get more of what I needed at that moment. So I would tune in and say, oh, yeah, you know, I need this right now. I desire that. I would love to experience what they're talking about, and I'm going to do it. So sometime I didn't have the whole entire amount, but I would say, okay, I have until they stop offering that thing, maybe a week, and I would get the money. I would go out there and I would make the money happen. That's determination. Then I also say, okay, I would like this package, or I would like that. Now, whatever it takes. And that's all I would have to do, and it would manifest. The money would show up, or whatever I need shows up for me, because my mind knows the truth. That all I have to do is say, this is what I desire, and you desire to give it to me, you see, and it shows up. And like you said, you wrote down a note on the counter and you manifest the husband of your dreams. I wrote down on the counter, okay, just like you, without ever talking to you about it, I will be a speaker on telesummits. And I put it over there and didn't do another thing about it. Guess what I'm doing now? Here I am. Now, I did not contact you and say, I want to be a speaker. I was contacted by these. So I'm like, see, that is what I'm talking about. I want everybody to be able to love themselves, love God, source, and believe, okay? Trust that the universe and God and the angels have your back. and you don't have to rely on nothing else. So the thing I did learn was when we let go of it, like we did with the note,
yep,
and we didn't care,
mm-hmm.
we just put the energy in, this is what I desire, and didn't keep sticking there going, I wish, when's it going to happen? Because that sticks us.
Yeah.
And it holds it back. When you write something down, like I would like to experience whatever that is, a new swimming pool, it doesn't matter, put it over there, okay? That's like sending the universe an email. And then they're like, okay, you know, here it comes, you know. And you just, wow. Some people at first, it's like, wow, you know. One person went to their ATM, and they had maybe $5 in it the day before. They said, well, I'm going there and see if I can get my $5, which we all know that the ATM gives out 20s or 50s, depending on where you're at. Now, the person goes to the ATM, not knowing that, puts their card in and everything, and presses, like, the button, and $40 comes out. They don't know where the $35 came from.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, my goodness. You know, I had supernaturally manifested $40. And I like what they said. I have manifested. See? That's the thing. I am, I have, I will. Perfect words. See?
Right. Yep.
That's like mantras, you know. So if you can get your energy up and keep that vibration up and hold your energy, like you just said, and clear that lie that's there, right, then you're going to see amazing results, okay? And sometimes, like this lady here wasn't even thinking about a date. Somebody invited her to a party at a house, so she went there, you know, and here's this handsome man shows up. Now he's wearing a pink shirt. She's wearing a pink shirt. Right? Now, if you think about the color pink, rosy pink, it is romance. Okay? The color is romance. So we were talking about that, and I said, see, that energy clicked. Romantic pink, pink together. So she's now got a date Friday. Okay? So I'm saying, there you go, fabulous Friday. Today is Wealthy Wednesday to me. You guys call it May Day. May Day, your energy is calling out, May Day, May Day, you know.
Help, SOS. Yeah.
Right. So that made me laugh today when I saw people calling it May Day. I never heard this before.
Yeah.
And
I'm
like,
more of a European thing.
Speaking of
May Day, so we do have some people with their hands raised, and we have some questions on the Q&A as well. Did you want to take some questions?
Sure, that's why we're here.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 6026. 6026. Hello.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Hi, Alara. I'm my lovely Marlene. I want to thank you so much for bringing Marlene, Alara. And thank you so much to you, Marlene, for all the good energy and all the miracles you manifest and you share. I got your package a long time ago, which it was for clearing the house and everything, and it is miracle. And I listen to your shows, which they are very good. I feel energies very strongly, and I appreciate. I have a question, Marlene. If something, for example, if we ask a question and you answer it for that moment, is it possible maybe like in a year or something, if I ask the same question, maybe the situation is different and maybe the answer is different?
Well, I would say the energy is always different. okay, at any given moment. So the energy will shift when your thoughts shift. See?
I
can be happy right now. So my energy is like, yes, okay? And 5 minutes later, I can choose to be sad. So my energy drops. So it closes up the, receiving, okay? So you can ask now a question,
okay?
Whatever that is, okay? And until you remove that block, okay, to what it is, a year from now, if you're still waiting for that, we need to work on that. You see? So what area is it in?
For example, last year I asked you regarding a case, and you said it should be a family, like the whole family should be involved, but since my case, we didn't want the whole family to be involved. So I think I want to ask you if it's different now, because I feel it's different now. It doesn't have to be the whole family involved.
Yeah, let me check. Well, if you clear the dynamics of the family out of the way, and then, of course, when it's a case, it drags on sometimes. That's one thing, because court cases can go on for a couple years, you know. Settlements sometimes take 10 years. All right. So you are still in struggle mode. Okay. I haven't received it yet. So there's anger, there's frustration, there's confusion. Okay. So that energy there also is holding you down from joy, keeps you from peace and joy. Instead of saying, I release and let it go. When it happens, it happens. You see the difference?
Yes.
So,
well, I think, I feel like I am releasing. I think I'm much better.
Yeah, and you're working on it, which is awesome, you know. But the thing is, I still see an energy of frustration, okay, anger, and confusion around that situation. And then there's some blame there, okay, where you are blaming somebody, okay? So what I would ask you to do in your own time is do a forgiveness mantra for all those involved, okay? Lawyers and everything, okay? The people involved in the case, every one of them. Even the ones you don't know of behind the scenes, sending forgiveness and love to each and every one of them, okay? And it is underneath your heart chakra, okay, where the energy is stuck from this situation, because it is emotional, all right? So you have certain thoughts, feelings, and emotions towards it, okay? And then you're projecting this out, okay, where it's coming back at you in other ways. So we want to end that, okay? But you got to understand that until you allow that to do whatever it does and say, I could care less, let it work itself out, thank you. And you can say that out loud and mean it, that energy is stuck there, okay? Because somebody can come and say, well, I'm going to clear that, but they're not clearing it because you have the emotionals in the way, you see? So there's a difference sometimes in clearing. And if somebody is seriously a healer, they know what they can clear and what they can't clear without your participation, okay? So you can actually work right now with me since you're on the call and say, I release and let go.
I release and let go.
All the anger.
All the anger.
That I held inside against these people.
That I held inside against these people.
All right, so that's going to start draining out of your heart, okay? That part's coming out right now, starting to let it go. And all the residue of it, we're clearing that out. And all victim energy around you that was stuck in your field, I can remove that victim energy. So we're starting to remove a layer here for you on a call. But I would suggest, if you can, to get this package and work with it, honey. And if you can, get a session with me from this package. Mm-hmm. Because I would rather do the rest of it in private, you know.
Yeah.
Because I feel that it's a private thing, you know.
Yeah.
But it kind of has helped a couple other people on the call. So that's good. That's one thing. All right. They are opening up now to receiving some energy as well. Okay. From that clearing.
Marlene, it's kind of like I feel like I have to be on I had to be on top of it. That's why when I was get into it, it was getting me into aggravation.
Right, and underneath aggravation is what? Anger.
Yes, yeah.
And there's aggravation, frustration, confusion. There's so many negative emotions there, okay? And I got to stay on top of this. I'm in charge. See, that's the wrong attitude right there. That's bringing you into just a vibration of your whole energy field tightens up. So everything closes up. So I am saying to you, we just released a lot of anger underneath, okay? We went to the root of the root, okay? And that will start melting down those other energies there, you see? And they're going to get less and less, and you won't feel so heavy and so drained and so tired, okay? Let God take care of it. See, step out of the way, because you're in the way of the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not understand that. But now you got to get the mindset of, I don't care when it happens, how it happens. I just know it's going to happen. And it will be just fine.
But should I give my opinion, like the facts?
I think the rest of the conversation should be done one-on-one privately, right?
Yeah,
so this is now
definitely
becoming a private conversation.
Right. Definitely, yes. Yeah, because then we have a hundred of other questions and callers.
Thanks.
But yeah, I would be able to help you better in a session, sweetie.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Marlene.
Yes,
and thank you so much, Alan. We really get benefits, and hopefully eventually I can make up.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I love you, Marlene. Alara, thank you.
Blessings,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to another, one second. We're going to go to another caller. Phone number ending in, 3475. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. And then I promise you, I'm going to go to the Q&A too in a minute, okay? But let me go to phone number ending in 3475. One sec. Hello?
Well, hi, gorgeous.
Hi, how are you? How are you doing?
Good, wonderful. Hi, Marlena.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi, beautiful thing. It's Caroline.
Hold on, let me mute myself. My dog is...
So I'm going to run a scenario by you and let me know where I'm at that I'm not picking up on or that I have and just waiting. So, about a year and a half, I'm able to retire from my day job, and there's adventures to be had with hubby and I and a different life and all that, and finances are stopping us for right now because we have still a high mortgage. We've always been in a high mortgage, and we have a credit line that is quite maxed out, and so to us, it's a lot of money. So I was thinking, we were thinking, maybe selling the house. We got a real estate agent in. We're not going to get enough for the house. So I'm not believing the story that is being told right now.
Mm-hmm.
So how might I get there with just putting out there what I want and then wait to see what happens? Because the story is I'm going to have to stay in the house and I have to work for another 10 to 15 years to pay off the mortgage. That's not the story I want to live.
Right, exactly. See, that's your subconscious mind coming from what you learned from growing up. Learn from other people's stories, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So that energy right there is an energy of fear of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and somebody can come in and say, well, you know, I sold my home, you know, for way more than it's worth. And your mind is like, how did they do that? Because I believe that when I sell this, I'm not going to make enough money.
I've done that myself. I have sold a home before for a lot more than it was worth. And
right.
I got my farm instead of it. So I've done that.
How did that feel?
Oh, amazing.
All right. So at that moment, you were in the vibration. Okay. So now.
Okay, so I got it. I'm going to
yeah.
put this in there because it's important for me, and I
right.
know you're amazing. I have a session
with
you.
So the vibration has to match.
But Marlene, when I made that happen, somewhere in my knowing, I knew that that was possible.
Mm-hmm.
So just in speaking with you, I'm getting what it might be. I don't think it's possible for me to pay off the mortgage by selling the house. And so there has to be a different way, and we don't want to rent, because rent is lower vibration. So, yes, I'm going to leave that
with
you now.
Not always, because you can rent to own. Okay. You can rent. It's not always a lower vibration renting, so your mindset. It depends on each individual, okay? Some like to rent because then they don't have to do the yard work and the painting, and that's a higher vibration for them. Okay, because they don't have to do anything. They just come in and go and eat and, you know, and the owner has to take care of all of it. So it depends on each individual. Now, with what you're having right now to deal with, I would say to begin, number one, with package A, okay, that I have. It's really reasonable. I kept it down. I want people to experience this shifting. The first MP3 is going to shift your mind and money is going to start showing up rapid. So you have to be determined, okay, and not listen just once to the MP3. If you're still in that energy that you're in right now, I would listen to that thing 3 times in a row, take a break, come back in the afternoon, listen again. Come back before bed, listen again. You want your vibration up constantly without those thoughts coming that are negatively influencing you right now. They're making you afraid to even put the house on the market. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping you in debtor's prison. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care if you have 10 credit cards maxed out. That was done in fear. Okay. So we got to come in and we got to undo what.
Yeah, it's not credit card stuff. It's other stuff that we manifest, like the leakage of the
mm-hmm.
the foundation of the house, $40,000, bam, that we didn't have.
Yeah.
So that went right into credit, right? So yeah.
Right. Yep. Understood. So
okay.
The thing is, you can shift out of that, okay, and things can get paid off. Okay, I call it like supernaturally paid off, debt-free, debt clearance, whatever. I've seen it. Okay, I've seen it myself. All right, other people have experienced it too. So the thing is, your mind is focused on the trouble, focused on the problems, can't see a solution. So you're stuck. Okay, and until you release that fear of using $10, okay, afraid to take a left or take a right, because your mind is full of that garbage, we'll call it. So we need to take out the garbage bag. and we need to put in the truth. Okay? So if you can begin with package A, you will start to see a miracle. And it even says right here, your home and your land will be cleansed and the vibration will be raised. So you are marinating in that energy. So if you put a sign out there, house for sale, open house Sunday, people coming in are going to go, uh-uh, because this house has a bad vibe to it. You see? So we want to get rid of the bad vibe from you, from animals, from the things in the house, the walls, the ceiling, the floor, the ground, everything that's marinating in that negative energy. Okay? And that's where it all begins. It begins with your vibration shifting. Okay? So when we do our process in a little while, I want you to participate in that first of all. And then, you know, grab package A and play it in your house. Okay? And start feeling what I'm talking about.
Yes. And love you. Love you both. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Love you. Watch what happens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Caroline. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. I know she has to go because I think she's driving.
Yeah.
awesome. Thank you. And, you know, and that's the thing. Sometimes we do get just stuck in, you know, trying to find a solution, can't find a solution, don't know what, you know, where to go next, what to look for next, right? And what everybody's telling us, none of that seems to make sense or doesn't, we don't think it's going to work or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. So I have a question from the Q&A. Do you want to take a question or two from the Q&A?
Yeah, definitely. It's their turn, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I have Maria, and she's saying, please clear what is blocking me in wealth, abundance, prosperity, joy, and self-love. That's a lot of things. To create my desires, a home, transportation, and career. I want to create wholeness. That's a big demand for a two-minute little question, Maria, but we'll see what
right.
Marina can do.
Yeah, the first thing is popping up that, you know, it's like overwhelm,
mm-hmm.
All right? That's an overwhelm. Like, I want,
mm-hmm.
Right? When's it going to happen? So that's overwhelm. We find ourselves in that a lot. So I would suggest, first of all, okay, taking a step back from that whole thing and breathe, you know,
mm-hmm.
Step back from that energy. Actually, you can get up physically and step back, okay, and say, and drop your shoulders, let your energy relax. It's like an overwhelm, okay, and then package B, okay, and get working on that, those goals, those things you desire, okay?
Exactly, join my program.
Yeah, that's true. You can't just sit there in that energy and say, I want, and I'm afraid to do anything. You know, that kind of energy doesn't move. It's stagnant. And so overwhelm is a heaviness. It drags you down. And you could, you know, get up in the morning and say, oh, I'm having my breakfast, my music's on. But that overwhelm is still there. It's almost like you've got a cone over your body. This heavy cone,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And we've all had that, Maria. So not, don't think you're the only one. We've all
experienced
overwhelm.
I lift it off of me more than one time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it just happens sometimes with just the stress of everyday life. It's not like adding, you know, things to it. It's just something happens. And I'm like, okay, you know, let's lift that off of me. All right. And experience something different. How is my mindset going to be? So it's a life choice, right? I choose to be happy or I choose to be not happy. It's up to you. But I choose to be happy. I choose to be content. All right, in what I have right now. And I'm grateful Alara.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using the gratitude, an attitude of gratitude works. So if you don't like something that you are experiencing, okay, then you step back from it. You don't want to stay in it. You step back and you go, okay, that thing there has plagued me, you know, whatever time amount. And you look at it in a different way and you say, okay, what is the root of that? Why do I feel this way? Why do I care? You know, think about asking yourself some questions, good questions, like how long am I going to let this bother me? Right? How long am I going to be angry at myself? How long am I going to blame that person? How long am I going to sit on the couch and hope it happens? You know, and different questions ask yourself, because when you look at yourself and what you're doing or not doing, you will start saying, wow, you know, because someone else can see it, but you can't unless you get in there, get into your heart, your real truth. So centering you right now into the energy of peace is where we want to start bringing peace into this person. And anybody else who has overwhelm, we're just going to put in some, you know, chipping away at the layer of overwhelm. And when you're ready, the whole thing will fall off you. Because you'll say, I could care less about that. I've got better things to do. I am going to lift my vibration right now out of that. And who cares? I am grateful for who I am. I'm grateful for what I have. And I'm grateful what's coming to me. That's even better than what I, you know, was hoping for in the first place. You see? So you always want to look at it in a different way, shifting it to a higher thought pattern, okay? Then it's going to take practice, okay? This gift that I got didn't come by doing no work. So I worked on myself right before I could even think about assisting other people, you know? If I'm stuck and I don't have any finances, I can't come on here and help you with finances, right? Or help you with shifting these blocks. So what I have experienced, okay, is now my gift to you by showing you that it is so easy. There's none of this struggle anymore. It's just a mindset shift, okay? And the vibration goes up and you hold that energy.
Absolutely. So thank you, Maria, for that question. Absolutely. Let me just go to Elizabeth or Betsy for a quick second, and then we'll go back to the Q&A. 1 second. So phone number ending in 7779. Hello.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Marlena.
Hi, Betsy.
How are you?
I'm shocked to hear your voice.
I decided to call instead of listening on the computer thing. So how are you guys?
Good. What's your question, Betsy?
Awesome.
I'm just thinking back about the last few years that I've been listening to everyone and
Did she cut out?
I think so. I'm still here. You're still here.
Am I cutting out?
Oh, there you are. You're back.
I'm back. Okay. So I'll go so I have a better connection.
Yeah, and then don't walk. Just stand still.
Right. Right. Go right to the front door.
Okay.
Anyway, so you know, the last few years, boy, I went through a lot. My husband being misdiagnosed and having a house with a huge house payment and a house up in South Lake Tahoe, and just he was our sole provider, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. And so I got my energy up and I got busy and I rented out rooms and I just started renting out the Tahoe house, you know, and having money come in here and come in there and making it work.
Beautiful.
And good for you.
I have to thank Marlene a lot for it, because when my husband was, they misdiagnosed him and they made him catatonic. And
wow.
They had said it was depression, but it wasn't depression. He had colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently the symptoms were similar, they said, but they took care of, they cut it out and he has no cancer anymore. It's all gone. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Betsy. And stay on the call listening, because we're going to do a process in a little bit for everyone to put us all in this beautiful energy where our vibration is open and up and ready, okay, to experience what we're talking about today, okay? So, Betsy, you and your husband receive restoration from all that stress you went through. Both of your bodies, both of your energy fields right now. Because you're beautiful people. And you deserve the best.
Oh, thank you. I love you so much.
Well, that's how much you are loved, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Betsy, for sharing that.
Make me cry.
Mm.
Well, they're happy here now.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Good. Wonderful. Thank you, Betsy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So before we take any more questions or anything, I wanted to quickly talk about the special offer, because we haven't talked about it. We just said, you know, Marlena said, you know, get package A or get package B. There's also package C. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are on the webcast page, you can click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/Marlena5, MARLENEA5. All right, so this is a brand new offer for us. And package A is $77, package B is $147, and package C is $197. And there are two payment plan options available for package B and C. So please take a look at those while Marlena talks about these packages. Marlena?
Awesome. So this doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or an employee or a...
Hello?
You know, looking to, you know, get a relationship. It doesn't matter. This is for everyone. It works on whatever level it needs to work, by clearing your subconscious mind, okay? What it's going to do, it's going to rapidly shift your mindset. So your vibration will increase, okay? The universe will meet you daily with the blessings, okay? You don't have to worry about it anymore. They're just going to start showing up out of the blue. Let them come in, okay? Don't block them from coming in, all right? It also is going to remove entities, attachments, and other people's energy, okay? Your home, your land is going to be cleansed, like I said, and your vibration of your home and all the inhabitants and all the articles in the house. The vibration is going to be raised up, okay? You will become the energy of pure wealth, okay, in all of its aspects. You will have positive energy. It's going to open your chakras, and they're going to be balanced. Your wealth esteem will increase and miracles will happen. I call them miracles so people will understand the word. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because to me, it's an everyday occurrence.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
For other people, they're like, that was a miracle, blah, blah. So, all right. So, package A, we kept it so everyone can afford it, okay? $77 beautiful dollars. We love the number 7, so I doubled it. 7-7 energy, okay? Now, there are 5 modules in that package A, all right? The first one is called the Wealth Vortex. Most of these are about 11 minutes, 11 seconds, okay? There's a couple that are 22 minutes. They are the bonuses. But for this one here, you are going to begin feeling the wealth vibration. The wealth vibration is going to take over your vibration. So just listening to module 1 a few times, you can run it all day long if you want. That's up to you. Let the wealth vibration in the wealth vortex take over, okay, everything in your home and your, you know, pets and all. All right. That vibration being sent out is going to start bringing in money and other things. Just that module there is awesome. Okay. Module 2, wealth esteem. All right. We're going to raise your wealth esteem vibration. Okay. So first you got to get into the energy of the wealth vibration. Then we're going to raise it up. Okay. And then the third module, okay, we are going to put the universe on alert that, hey, my vibration just changed to wealth. And guess what happens there, you see? The blessings start pouring out, okay, of whatever they are. Okay, they're coming from all over. Any direction that's, you know, been held back from you because you had a subconscious belief there in the way is no longer there. So now the universe is on alert like, hey, it's open now. We've been holding it for 25 years. All right, now we can release it, angels, go. So there's that. Module 4 is the wealth birth. This is the rebirthing process, okay? And we're going to take you all the way back, okay, and bring you right back through as if you were just being born again, okay? So all the stuff that was programmed from parents and all that, gone. And you are brand new. You just got born. Okay, that's the way I can explain it. Module 5 is wealth power. Okay, empowering you to having wealth and keeping it. It is a mantra as well. So you can play that and participate either way. Okay, do it both ways. That keeps your money coming in. That keeps blessings coming in. So even if you purchase package A, okay, and waited, you know, to get B and C. That's all right. You're gonna be in this miracle zone, I'm calling it. Package B, you're gonna get all of A, all them 5, and 12 more modules. Package B, okay, we're going up even higher now. We're gonna clear your environment that you're living in, rewire it for wealth, okay? So that is your whole entire environment outside, okay, your city and all that. We're going to clear your environment and rewire it for wealth, okay? So I don't care where you're living. That right there, that module is going to clear that. Then, 2, we're going to come in with the wealth palace. We're going to clear your home and reset it for wealth, okay? So first we go outside, all around the city you're in. Okay, and then we come and do your house. And then the third track, which I redid today, thank you, wealth meter. Okay, we're going to come in and adjust your wealth meter. Okay, it could be running sluggish right now, so we want to unblock it. We want to raise your wealth frequency. Module 4, I call it the wealth bombs. Okay, this is fast and furious wealth lock remover. Okay. So when you work with me with that one, we're going to blow up those blocks, okay? And it's a lot of fun. I love doing it. I use these myself, okay? Wealth Master Module 5. You're going to become a master of wealth, okay? So your mindset's going to be right. Your thoughts are going to be right. Your energy's going to be right. And you are going to be a master at wealth. It's just going to start showing up. You're going to know what to say. You're going to know what to do. Okay, without this, I'm afraid because of this or that. That will not be an issue, all right? Module 6, Wealth Council. Meet and greet your personal wealth council. Okay? You are, and I were always taught, we have angels and we have guides. We have God, you know, we have other people. But you never knew about the Wealth Council. Okay? So they're here and they want to meet you. Okay? And introduce herself to you and all that process there together, okay, where you're going to speak with them and they're going to speak back to you, all right? It's awesome. Module 7, Wealth Chakra, all right? We are going to activate your Wealth Chakra, which is different from the other chakras, okay? Most people don't know about that, but we need to activate it, okay? Module 8 is a bonus track called Wealthy Waves, okay? We're going to sink deep into this activation together. So we're going to be in the waves of wealth, continuous waves, like the ocean waves, and we all need that. Module 9 is also a bonus track called Wealth Infusion. We're going to clear all blocks to wealth, okay? And that's clearing blocks to abundance and freedom, okay, and clearing blocks to your success, okay. Module 10 is Wealthy Chakras. This bonus track goes on for 22 minutes, 22 seconds. I call it the quick chakra tune-up, okay, because I would usually do my chakra ones for an hour. So I was able to do it with Source for 22-22. They wanted this package to be pretty much 11-11, 22-22. So I was like, okay, let's do this. Module 11, bonus track, Wealthy Aura, okay? We need to cleanse and heal the aura in a different way. So we will have a wealthy aura, okay? So you see we work from the inside to the outside. And we get everything. We didn't miss a thing with this package. Module 12, I love this one, okay? It is Billionaire Frequency, all right? 2222, raising your vibration to the billionaire status. So thinking of being a billionaire, it's like unlimited. There's no blocks. So you are getting 17 modules with A and B. And then if you would like to grab a session with me where we can work on whatever, you know, your issue at this time, then that is also available in package C. It says 30-minute session with the wealth container, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to be entering into your own personal wealth container, and you're going to stay in that energy. Okay, and everything that doesn't belong in your wealth container, we're going to remove it, okay? And it doesn't matter where it came from, how long it's been there, okay? Because when I work, I go right to the root. So we'll do what we need to do for each individual. It says 30 minutes, but we usually run until we're finished. And you can ask anybody. It could be an hour. It could be an hour and a half. I don't time it, you know. So we are ready to, wow, blast this wealth energy towards each person and open up their energy field to feel into the packages and which one would benefit them the most.
Awesome.
Right now. That's what I'm receiving.
Okay, cool. So these three packages, A, B, and C, are available at alara.at/show/Marlena5. But yeah, let's do, do you want to do the process now?
Yeah, if everybody is ready,
Or do you want to do some more questions or take some questions after?
Yeah, we can take a couple more questions because then we can add that into when I do this beautiful thing.
Awesome. All right. So I know that we had just we still have somebody with their hand raised, a couple of people, and there were some one or two questions still left on the Q&A. I don't know, see if I can find them. Oh, and more. Sorry, I didn't refresh. I just refreshed. Okay, so there's a question from Trudy, and she's asking, can this work for my son who is in a toxic workplace and he is frozen in fear? Will this,
yes.
Like, do you mean the package, Trudy? I'm assuming, right? Package?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Totally. And if he has a way where he has an MP3 way or his phone, you see,
mm-hmm.
he can take it to his job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
clear the environment. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And it can be on low, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be loud. It can be like really silent. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a comment or a testimonial, it looks like, from Rochelle. And she says, just needed to thank Marlena because the last time I talked to her on a telesummit several months ago, she did a mini process for me to clear blocks to manifesting a bigger home. And I'm about to move into a bigger 3-bedroom place in the next week. And I do not have to pay first month's rent or a deposit. So Julie, if you're listening to this, you know, you might want to listen. Marlena has helped me so much throughout the last 2 years since I met her here on your show, Alara. Oh, nice. Wonderful. Thank you. It all began with another listener named Caroline, yes, who
mm-hmm.
gifted me with Marlena's package C. I remember that, of her 24-karat money manifestation package. I remember that. Thank you so much to Caroline, Marlena, and Alara. I remember that, Rochelle. Yes. That's beautiful. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
she,
her son also was healed
mm-hmm.
of some condition.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, this is just like, there's no limit, right? When your wealth esteem, okay, because what I'm saying is your wealth esteem has to do with, you know, who you feel you are
mm-hmm.
into who you know that you are, you see?
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
You know, we were brought up, you know, you're never going to do any good and don't ask that one for help, you see. So without the love, okay, you don't really know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the feeling that I'm talking about. But once you know who you are, there's no limit. There's no
True.
Stopping you, right?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no dragging you down anymore. They can't stop you, Alara.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, because
yep.
they can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They can put you in the container over there, but you're still on your computer going, sorry, I got a session.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a live call, you know. So that's how we work. Our energy doesn't stay with those lower vibrations. It moves up over them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take a person who has severe depression, they've been locked in their house for 6 months, give me 30 minutes with them.
Right.
Be out of that bedroom and outside starting a business. It has happened. Okay.
I love it. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Rochelle. And Caroline, again, remember, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I do clearly. And so see what good you did from, you know,
mm-hmm.
just from your wonderful heart that you have. You know, you're so caring and generous and kind. Yeah, thank you. Anyways,
yeah.
I just love you. Anyways, thank you, Rochelle, so much. That's awesome. And I just wanted to, there was a question from, where are you? I still don't know if I'm saying your name properly, but Bongi, I'm not sure. I'm in the process of building up a big project which will benefit my community. It's slow because I'm doing it solo. I would like to know if I'm on the right track or not and if there will be any help coming my way.
Okay, what do you believe? Number one, my first question. See, what you believe will manifest. Okay? And that's tough. That's tough to receive right now, but it's truth.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a psychic medium. All right? What I get coming right out of me is directly from God's source. Okay? He's letting you know what you believe you will receive. Okay? So, If you're believing that it will manifest, without a doubt, it will. But if there's any glitch of doubt, let's get that out. Let's get it out of the way so that it will work for you. Okay? So we don't want to stop ourselves anymore, people. We want to stop stopping ourselves. All right?
Yeah.
Really. We got to stop stopping ourselves. And we got to take the limits off of God. We got to take the limits off of us. Because he didn't limit us. Who did?
We did.
Right? If we didn't do it, they're always wanting to blame us. Where did we get it from? Programming from our ancestors. Right? So you heard those like wives' tales or step on a crack thing. Watch out for this. See, they try to make us believe what they believed. They try to dress like they dress, act like they acted. We're out of that container. Okay? By choice. All right? We now have internet and cell phones and, you know, the mailman's coming, bringing the mail and this and that. Years ago, they didn't have none of this. Right? So if we hand a grandmother a cell phone, she's like, what's this? I don't want that. I don't want to do email. I don't, you know, I don't know how. They still got the telephone hooked to the wall with a wire. You see, they're still living in that old pattern. We came out of it. Now, whatever patterns are still there from the old, we're going to come in and remove them and help you to step into the new energy that is coming forth on this planet and balance into it with ease instead of having healing crises and all this, you know, medication needed and these misdiagnoses and all that, you know. So we want to come in as wealthy, successful, high vibrational beings, okay? So if you're stuck somewhere, let me assist you, all right? Give me a chance to assist you beyond that and get that thing gone, okay? So we don't care what it is. There's nothing that is impossible, right, to a determined person, okay? And when I was in my teenage years, being beaten up physically, mentally, and everything, okay, severe depression, I got determined that I was not going to stay like that. And so I took 3 hours of nonstop asking, okay? That's what determination is. I did not shut up. And I said, I am not stopping until you answer me. And an angel appeared, okay? So that's determination. That's what they were looking for. How determined are you? They were asking me. And I was telling them back, I am so serious that I'm not going to shut up if it takes a week or a month until I get, you know, set free from this. All right. And so that's what they were looking for. How serious are you that you want that thing? You got to show me that you mean business with me, because when you get this thing, your life is going to change and you're not going to be able to go back into that anymore. You see, so a lot of people are comfortable in their drama. All right. And their belief systems, and they don't want to shift. So they'll complain and blame and, you know, everything. So until they're ready, I can't help them. But I can help those that say enough is enough, all right? And I'm going to take this step right now. I'm not going to stop until I see results. So when you purchase a package, please use the MP3s, like Alara says.
Yep. Right? They only work if you use them. So I have somebody on the phone lines who would like to ask a question.
Wonderful.
Phone number ending in 7603. I'm going to unmute you. So hopefully you are unmuted. We'll find out in a second. Hello?
Oh, shoot. How do I unmute myself?
We can hear you. You're fine.
Oh, God. I accidentally hit star 6 and I was like, oh, no, I'm on chat with them at teleseminar going, how do I unmute myself? Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. You're good.
Well, my name's Rebecca, and I am enjoying this call so much.
Good.
And definitely I have some pretty serious blocks to abundance, and I've been working on them. I'm a healer myself, but it's like that thing, you know, physician, heal thyself, and I haven't been able to crack the code on it.
Mm.
And I've been without a car for quite a while, like it died last year. And so I want to get my life's purpose out into the world, but I feel that some of my blocks around abundance are stopping me from doing my work. And therefore, I'm struggling financially.
Okay. Understood. So we're going to ask now that your vibration shifts. Okay? It's going to start shifting right now. Okay? There's a reason for what you have experienced. And it's not bad. It's not bad. Believe me. It was all done so you could support other people and to take a break. Did you ever think about taking a break? You see, we all want to work, 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 work. Mm-mm. Time to lay down. Take a break. Go to the beach. Okay? That's a message for you. Okay? So the struggling won't be there. Take a vacation from struggling. Okay? Might be a little hard for you because you're a workaholic, you see. But the universe will stop you. Do you hear what I'm saying? The universe is stopping you, and it was a good thing. If you understand what I'm saying. Okay? The car breaks down. All right? This and that's going on. Why? You know. They want you to rest. Take a break from you.
Okay, so I'll ask a question that probably a lot of people in my situation would benefit from, which is, it's not like I'm doing a lot of work, so I feel like I'm a Virgo, so I'm like blaming myself or not. I should have done this, you know, like when you're self-employed, like you could literally work 24 hours a day, could.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not doing all that much other than, I suppose, what you're picking up on is in my energy field, I'm panicking, you know,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I should be doing this. I should be doing something. What should I do? You know, I need to build my practice. I need to do something because I was just sitting here counting how much money I have because I want to buy one of your packages. And I want to buy the package C because I want an individual session. But, you know, I'm like going, okay, I've got this much for rent, and then how much is left over? And then
right.
That's it, right? I have like one appointment coming in. And then it's a big question mark about how I'm going to live and eat and all that stuff.
Well, you know,
right.
Rebecca, I just want to add this in really quickly. On Package C, there is a two-part payment plan. So when you purchase, you know, it's half the first payment. And then you will probably get a session with Marlena within 30 days anyways, right? And then the second payment is due 30 days after.
Well, that's a good point.
just putting it out there, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Plus, you are going to be able to listen to A and B. Okay?
Yes.
It's going to shift you out of that, okay? But in the meantime, too, the energy I'm getting is, you know, another stress energy. So this is a good call today because a lot of stress is, you know, in this call with a lot of people. So we'll be working on that. But the thing I'm getting is it's time to rest. Okay. Rest your weary head. Okay. On the shoulder of God, on the shoulder of Source. Right. So he has your back. He knows what he's going to do for you, but he wanted you to rest, okay, instead of worrying about where it's coming from, or whatever. Because like we heard from that lady, I didn't realize money was going to show up in my bank account after only listening for 2 days. See, she wasn't in the struggle mode of it. She was shocked because she wasn't looking for it, you see? So she wasn't struggling to get it and worrying about how it would come. And then she got a raise. And then she got a date. So all that she got, we're going to send it towards you as well. And why not?
I'm feeling it already.
Clients. Okay? Sending you more clients, you see?
Yes.
So I want you to repeat, I am.
I am.
In my power.
In my power.
I am.
I am.
Open.
Open.
To whatever.
To whatever.
Wealth.
Wealth.
Wants to come to me now.
Wants to come to me now.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I am happy and grateful.
I am happy and grateful.
I allow myself to be blessed.
I allow myself to be blessed.
Thank you, God. Thank you, universe.
Thank you, God. Thank you, universe.
Now, what I want you to do, if you can, is open your arms wide as you can. All right, and be expansive. And breathe into the expansion energy of being totally open.
I am totally open.
You feel that expansive energy?
Oh, my God. I feel like my life has been changed.
There you go. And then tears. You see, all them tears you were crying were releasing that stress.
Yep.
Okay. And it's bottled up and you don't need it. You never did. And it's not your job to worry. Okay? It's not. When did you get employed by the worry department? What do they pay you an hour to worry?
It costs a lot of money, actually.
Zero. It's zero, right?
Yep.
Worry doesn't add a thing to your life. All right. What adds to your life?
No.
The laughter you just had raised your vibration,
joy.
Believe it or not. You see how fast that shifted from tears of crying to a laughter. And that was what, 2 minutes? Imagine 30 minutes with me. Imagine an hour. Imagine listening to thousands of hours of me. What is possible? That's the question, you know. We don't care what happens, how it happens, when it happens. We don't care how much it comes in. Just let it come in. I'm open. My arms are wide open. Do that practice, everybody, every day. Open your arms and be expansive, okay? You got to open your energy field. You're sitting there with your arms crossed, your legs crossed, your head's down, you see? And so we have to open up our energy field, act like the sunshine. You know, it's a big round ball with loads of rays going out, a beautiful light. That's you. That's who you are. You're a ray of sunshine. You're a ray of light. So feel into that right now. And how do you feel? Compared to how you felt when you first connected.
I feel so completely different. And I'm like just crying tears of like overwhelming gratitude. Like,
yeah.
I can feel, I know that my life just hit a turning point and it will never be the same.
Oh.
I know that. I've asked and asked and asked and prayed for help with this, and I've worked on it, and I've sought solutions, and I was just, suddenly I picked up my computer and opened it and went, oh, look, an email. And I clicked on it, and I hopped on partway through, but I've been on a long time.
Awesome.
And it was just divinely guided, and I'll bet you everyone on this call is like that.
Mm-hmm. Including me and including Alara and including everybody's animals, okay? Alara's dog started getting excited, you see? Like, ooh, you know, the energy's up. I like this energy. So, you know, things like that. But I want you later to listen again to the replay, you know, because you'll get even more of what you need. You know, the vibration, from the beginning of the call to the end, the vibration goes up higher and higher. All right? And I'm so glad that you were sent here today. You have some loving beings around you. And 2 to 3 days from now, you're going to look back and go, oh, my God. And then 2 or 3 months, you're going to say, wow. Okay? So your life just shifted, as you say. Your vibration shifted. Okay? And your overall outlook change. So if you look in the mirror later, your face is probably different. You probably lost some wrinkles, all right, from the worry, right? And so energetic healing happens, you know. We don't know what's going to happen on any calls. I just go with it. I just flow in the flow and go with the flow. And people are amazing to me. You're just all amazing.
And you definitely sound different, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel so different. And I have to tell you, like, getting on the call with the two of you, the energy was so powerful and profound. Like, the second I got on the call, I started, with you guys here just now, I started crying. Like, I could feel everything shifting out, you know, all that junk shifting out.
Keep it out. Keep it out.
Yeah, it won't come back.
Oh, my God.
It won't come back.
I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you mentioned in the chat, how do I unmute? That's awesome. Thank you.
She just told me, when you get an email, open it. You've been asking for help. Open them emails, you know. See what it's about, you know. Don't stop yourself anymore. You know, take 15 minutes to jump on a call and see what is going on. You know, and participate, raise your hand, ask a question, get some assistance, you know?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Good. Thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, my God. Thank you so, so, so much. I love you both.
Oh, you're very welcome. Love you, too. I love it. So I think Maria's been trying to ask a question for a while. And she keeps getting bumped off, so I'm just going to get her right now while she's on. Maria, I'm going to unmute you. Hello? Maria? Hello? Maybe not. Maybe she raised her hand by accident because we can't hear you, Maria. You're on the web. But she keeps – Maria, we can – you're unmuted.
I heard her.
I heard her for a second. I don't know where you are in the world, but your connection's really bad because you keep getting kicked off.
Nope. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I heard you for a second. Go ahead.
Hi. I had the same question. Feel...
Keep talking. Don't stop.
Finances?
Yeah, it's a bad connection, but yeah, finances.
Yes. The finances. No,
okay.
In my purpose, I know I'm here. I'm a waiter to balance some energy, but I can't seem to, you know, my way of doing it. And but mostly it's like my career, my life structure.
Yeah, it keeps cutting out, Maria. Sorry.
Yeah, but I'm going to work with what I can understand. Finances, her purpose, her career. She's in worry mode. And struggling to get out there is basically what I can sense from those 10 words we heard.
Yeah.
Right? So the thing is, like, when you worry about, is this where I'm supposed to do, you know, step back again and say, why am I worrying?
Okay.
Right? Don't worry about your purpose. You already know what you like to do. You already know that you can do certain things. All right? You are already walking in your purpose. Everybody is. It's just letting yourself be your purpose. Right?
Okay.
Say you like to do music healing. Then play that music. Don't worry about, is it good enough? Am I supposed to do this? You know you're supposed to do it. You love doing it. That's where your wealth is. Your wealth is where your fun is. Your wealth is where your love is, right? So all these people worrying about, am I doing it right? You can't do it wrong because you are doing it.
Okay.
The way you're supposed to do it. Okay. Nobody else on the planet can do what you can do. So go with the flow. Think about the man who was in his own kitchen and he knew how to cook chicken. And he made some coding that nobody else could do. And he opened up KFC. Right? In so doing that, he made everybody else rich by working with him. He's like, okay, I created this, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Nobody has my coding recipe. So now I can open up a restaurant, right? They all love it. So, you know, I open a restaurant. Now I open up chains where someone else that owns that chain became wealthy. You see, so what you're doing is creating from a space of uniqueness. So whatever your gifts are, get out there and share them, okay? And if you're looking for a platform, ask and shall receive. So if you're looking for that place to send them out, start on social media. I'm here, everybody, okay? Get on the videos. Do what it takes. And then also grab this package and tell me what happens in a couple weeks. You know, email Alara or me and let me know how your business starts blooming as long as you're doing it. Okay? Don't hide behind the curtain anymore. The curtain's open right now. You're on stage and a million people are sitting in the chairs looking at you right now. What do you got for us today? We are desperate, okay? So your desperate audience is looking for you. You need to come out. So universe is just open up the blinds, open up the curtain in front of you. You're on front and center stage, okay? And you're going to come out with a microphone and say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm here to do this today, all right? And there you go. That's your purpose, to be you. Uniquely you, perfectly made, perfectly doing it. There's no right, there's no wrong. How beautiful is that?
Beautiful.
Right? And how do you feel right now?
Wonderful.
Ready to go.
Wonderful. Awesome. Okay.
And
thank you, Maria. Go for it.
Go,
no, that's not my dog. That's Maria's dog.
Right. You see, the dogs are barking at her saying, that's right, keep going.
Yeah. Thank you, Maria. Thank
you. I hope to see you in the program.
Yeah, exactly. The help is here for you if you're willing to, you know, take a step and take it.
Yeah,
all
this
right.
is true.
Yeah. That is true. All right. So we want to do the process. So I just want to say again about the packages are available at alara.at/show/Marlena5. Please go take a look at them and see which one resonates with you and take action. Because, you know, that's how it works. You have to take some step. You got to take some action. It doesn't just happen by itself, right? Even when that person went to the ATM machine, they still had to go to the ATM machine to get the money, that the extra money they got. They still had to go to the ATM machine and press the button, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So the first thing before we do the process is I want everybody somewhere where they're really seated safely, because we're going to need to close our eyes. So we can't be driving or text messaging or on Facebook. So shut all that stuff down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And calm down. Number one, because I know with the energy of this lifestyle we're living, everybody's doing 20 things at once and they're not concentrating. They're not relaxing. So instead of hypnotizing everyone, Alara, which I can do to calm them, but I'm just giving that word out right now. And those on the replay, the same thing. And just find a real comfortable spot. If you want to lay down, sit down, it doesn't matter, okay? And this process is brand new. No one else is going to experience it firsthand like we are, okay? I just got the download last night, and it was so beautiful. I felt awesome. So I do want to share it. And I want you all to share this replay with everyone you know, okay? I want you to share what we did today with your family, friends, social media groups. You love to share, so share something good, okay? Share this good drama we're doing, you know? So the vibration of this beautiful space right here, we're going to clear out, first of all, before I begin, clearing out all the stories we heard, all the things it may have brought up, okay? Any stuck energy still in the vibration, I'm going to ask that it be totally cleared right now and dismissed from this room and the room that we are all in individually, okay? I'm going to call in divine love and light to come and fill each one of us right now, filling up our auric field and the room that we're in, the space that we're seated on, to be totally protected and safe. And that's working very nicely. Thank you. Now what I want you to do with your eyes closed, just totally relax. There's nothing else to do. You're in a beautiful place. You're getting an angelic massage. You hear the beautiful angel singing to you, a beautiful song for your own soul. They're energetically raising your vibration now. And I want you to picture just an egg like you take out of an egg carton. And it's in your hands, just a beautiful little white egg sitting there. That is you. That egg is you. You are that egg. That shell outside of you is your protection. And source is coming up on the side of you. God is standing there, Mother Mary. Your angels are all around you, cheering you on. We all know that we came from an egg. And this is the process. So in your hands, I want you to take a few moments and picture an egg. You're in the incubator state, where the light is shining on the egg and warming it up. And suddenly inside, there's a tremor. That's you coming alive, coming awake. And I want you to take the egg and I want you to crack it open. Crack the egg open in your hands. You feel that gooey feeling. And it feels yucky, sticky, and you want to wash your hands in a hurry because it doesn't feel good. It's yucky. That's the only way to describe that yucky, gooey, gunky feeling. And that's what most of us do when we have a yucky feeling or a yucky experience. We want to hurry and wash our lives of it without ever experience it fully. So in this moment, the middle of the egg has that beautiful golden aura, the eye of the egg, the heart of the egg. And that is the sunshine of Source. So what we're going to do now is I am going to energetically take that yellow yolk and I'm going to put it on top of your head as Source light energy of the sun, the sacred sun energy. As we always say, let the golden light shine from Source, from God, coming down on the crown chakra. Well, we're going to use this egg and the yolk of the egg and the gooey, clear, filmy residue. We're going to be utilizing that. So we're going to allow that beautiful yellow part of the egg be Source's light today, going over your crown, down your entire being, encasing you in that golden light energy. And it's also seeping down in through your crown, going all into your brain, left and right brain being balanced. And I have it in my hand and I'm swirling it around inside your head. And it's going through your entire head. And I'm swirling this energy and cleaning it up. I'm cleaning up all old residue, all old negative emotions right now, going down your neck, cleaning all your neck, your throat chakra. Okay, we're opening up your mouth now to speak your truth, allowing the light to go right through and out your mouth and going forward for you, beaming that Source light energy out, right out of your mouth, right out of your ears, out of your eyes, out of your nostrils, out of the top of your head, out of the back of your head, and it's going down your arms, both arms. I'm just energetically inside, going through each finger, going down the right arm, going down the left arm, and letting Source light energy just beam out through your hands. And we're clearing you out is what we're doing. Okay? And we're going down into your entire torso, which is washing everything out. Okay? Any stuck energies, entities, beings that don't belong there, nasty negative energies. We're going to clear that now. Some of you may have a energetic cleansing right now that is going through your bowels or through your kidneys. So don't be alarmed if you have to go to the bathroom and clear this out. Whatever way it needs to come out, just allow it to with ease and grace. It's going down through the hips right now, clearing out mother, father, energy and imbalances now, going through the root chakra all the way down into Mother Earth, going down the right leg, down through the knees, going down the leg, going down the ankle, down the foot. It's moving around in the foot and clearing the fear out of there, or going forward and being present and standing in your power. Going through the toes and beaming out on both feet, both legs, opening up these chakras in the bottom of the feet and pouring that egg juice right out into Mother Earth to be recycled now. Okay? I'm going to let that continue doing its magic. And I feel it's just yolk is coming through the body. And the energy is all over you. And that gooey, clear substance is now forming your aura. It's now forming all around our auras right now and encasing us in that energetic goo. And that energetic goo is a protection. So it's clear that we can see through it. We don't have to have all these barricades up where we can't see through it anymore and the energy can't get through. That is a clear goo of the aura now. Feel into that right now, that energetic encasing. You can see it. You can see that clear goo forming around your aura. And now the space we're in, that energetic light, that white, clear light from Source God, it's filling the room we're in. It's going out of the house right now, all in this big ball. Wow, and it's going into the cities we're in. And it's going out to the country. And it's going even further and further now, out into the universe, where it is just out there exploring that new energy it's found. And it's picking up on this unlimited energy of peace, relaxation, joy, self-worth, abundance, resources, all that is necessary to sustain you is there where we're at right now. We are there. We are on that vibration right now. We matched. We clicked. And we're locking it in place right now. And so it is. Namaste. Wow, that's beautiful. Are you with us, Alaria?
Yes, I'm just slowly coming back. Thank you. Yes, that was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, see how, woo, you know, I could go on forever in that trance-like state.
Yeah, exactly.
So I myself am coming back later to listen to the replay as if I am somebody else. See?
Good idea.
I need to be somebody else to listen to it and feel that beautiful energy, which is easy to be somebody else. I can be anybody I want to be. I can be a happy being, a wealthy being, successful, playful, loving, expansive. And I choose that. And I choose to be grateful. And I want to share something, Alaria, with you. I love that you're doing that gratitude every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Because mm-hmm. yep. sometimes I only have them few minutes to read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I am happy and grateful for that sunshine too.
I was just going to ask, how is everybody doing? And Rebecca wrote in, holy cow, that healing was powerful. Thank you. I'm doing package C with gratitude and abundance.
We love you.
I love that, Rebecca. Yeah, with gratitude and abundance.
So yeah. If anybody wants to like share with us what just happened to them, that would be great, because that's what we all need to know. We need to hear what's happening. So that one, Rebecca, she immediately, jumped into that energy portal
mm-hmm.
and, you know, shared. And I love to hear what's going on with everybody.
Lisa says that was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. I'm slowly coming back as well. So it's like, keep talking, Marlena, keep talking.
When Alara is tongue-tied, there's something going on there energetically, right?
Yeah, the energy is moving.
Mm-hmm. And I feel right now, I myself feel like I am in another, I don't know, atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So after this process, after the calls and stuff, I usually go out for a 15-minute walk or so. And then I will, you know, totally unwind and relax.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Take a break and I just rejuvenate. So everybody, you might need to, you know, drink a lot of fluid,
mm-hmm.
water.
Walk around.
Relax. Yeah, just relax after a while. Let your body, you know, balance into that energy we just did, because that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we worked on a lot of things on this two-hour call. We really moved a lot of energy.
I'm still yawning like crazy. Oh, yeah. So the energy is still moving, you know, so the energy is still moving, still shifting. So be aware of that, too, for yourself. So Lisa says it really almost knocked me out, very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I said I can almost hypnotize people. I won't do it on the call because I want you to be awake in case you pulled over, you know, on the side of the road. I don't want you to be sleeping in the car, you know, for 4 hours.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree. All right. And I just want, you know, I wanted to remind you guys again of the packages. They are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Inexpensive, but that's not the right word. But anyways, so package A is $77, package B is $147, and package C with a 30-minute session with Marlena is $197. So please do take a look at those. I'm not sure how long they'll be available for because the season is going to end at the end of the month, but we'll see. You know, so please do take a look at those. And package B and C do have a two-payment option as well. And just a little quick note for those of you guys who are booking sessions with me, you do have to call in or use the web call option, okay? You can't just listen on the webcast because we can't have a conversation that way, okay? So you have to call in or use the web call option, okay? That's all I got to say about that. So just wanted to share that really quick. Anything else coming up, Marlena?
Well, what I want to do, Alara, is just seal all this beautiful energy, okay? Seal it mm-hmm. all in, on, and around us now and lock it in place so that this will be our new set point to always fall back to.
Mm, awesome.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you are able later and when you listen to the replay at the end, close your eyes and just put your hands up in the receiving mode when I'm saying that and feel what I feel right now. You'll feel it. Because I have like, you know, what will I say? A gift, okay, that flows. So like when I speak, things happen.
Hmm.
All right. So when I say close your eyes, relax and allow, what's going to happen is you're going to feel this energy shifting. And it's going to be cool to some people because they never felt it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're on summits every day, several a day. But we come on to bring this energy that's real, it's true, it's pure, it's clean, it's the highest vibration that you're ever going to feel. And it's love. It's just pure love, Alara, coming from your energy call.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's no fake thing. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from a loving space of gratitude. You know? And so, yeah, when I come on the call, that's what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just comes out of me, too, and it clicks. It's like we're a match. And you heard the lady. She's like, I turned the call on, and wow. You know?
Absolutely. Powerful.
So that's what I'm saying. We are just pure light energy. That's what we're going to keep running on and expanding it. And it's been a beautiful time together. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Marlena. And thank you, everybody else, for being on the call, asking your questions, sharing your feedback and testimonials of working with Marlena or working with and some of her packages. So thank you for that. And I just want to ask you, you know, honestly, are you ready to be wealthy now, right? Are you ready to raise your wealth esteem? Are you ready to power up your cash flow? Right. So please do take a look at the special offers. Go back and listen to this call again and then check in with yourself. Are you ready? Okay. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Powerful, powerful call, powerful energy, powerful process. And I'm so grateful. So, so grateful for all of you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marlena. Always so wonderful to chat with you, whether it's here or personally when we talk. I just absolutely you always make me feel better as well. So thank you. And it's such a gift to your community and your clients and to all of us. So thank you for what you do. And everyone, thank you again. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Bye for now.